Good afternoon. I'm Karen Smith. I am the State Health Officer and Director of the California Department of Public Health. I have no financial relationships to disclose, unfortunately. I'm going to mostly talk about one initiative that I think demonstrates pretty well the incredible leadership role that state governmental public health and state health officials in general can play in setting an agenda, even for a state as large and diverse as California. I'm going to talk about an initiative called Let's Get Healthy California, which provides a shared framework for a lot of the activities that are going on across the state, irrespective of which entity is engaging in those activities or taking leadership on it. It provides a way of aligning our efforts and, most importantly, measuring progress toward goals. Okay. So Let's Get Healthy California actually came about as part of an executive order from Governor Brown in 2012. The order was rather unusual in that it dictated quite a lot about what Let's Get Healthy was intended to be. Overall, the goal was, it should sound pretty familiar to anybody who's kind of listened to anything about the Affordable Care Act, or the Accountable Care Act, utilizing a comprehensive and collaborative process to develop a 10-year plan for improving the health of Californians, controlling healthcare costs, promoting personal responsibility for individual health, and advancing health equity. It also had a small issue which is somewhat, as you can imagine, has some downstream effects, which is that we weren't allowed to spend any additional government funding in order to do this. So within what we already have, how are we going to become the healthiest state in the country? And it laid out some key plan components that I think are important. First of all, to establish baselines for key health indicators and standards that we would use to then measure improvement over 10 years. It specifically addressed the more common and, quite frankly, expensive chronic diseases that, such as asthma, diabetes, childhood obesity, hypertension, sepsis-related mortality, hospital readmissions within 30 days of discharge, and a desire to increase the number of children receiving vaccinations by age 3. So it really covers a gamut of the most important issues, both for public health but also for the healthcare system in general. And then in addition to that, wanted to be sure that the initiative spoke to the obstacles to providing better health care. The task force was convened by the California Secretary of Health and Human Services, Diana Dooley, and it included a really wide range of thought leaders throughout the state and experts from many different parts of the health and healthcare system, including public health, the payer system, actual providers of healthcare. We have a really robust set of foundations in California that play an important role in helping us to both shape the agenda but then also fund interventions throughout the state. The task force met over a very short timeline, intentionally in 6 months, to address two questions. What would it look like if California was the healthiest state in the nation? And what will it take to get there? So the task force, first of all, established that their guiding principle was going to be the triple aim, which I think is probably familiar to everyone here: better care, better health for populations, and lower costs. This was the foundation for the entire task force. They actually reviewed in detail a number of other documents that put forth approaches to the same goal that we have had at that time, also looking at other ranking systems, so the California Health Rankings and the Commonwealth Fund on Local System Performance, and that's just a smattering of the things that they reviewed. The development, and so during this process, the goal was to identify the focus, which was clearly and unanimously agreed to be health equity, but then to develop priorities, goals, and targets for the system. There were many indicators of, in particular, of performance that were considered. They chose one specifically that had an evidence base that we could work on. And so there are others that are in actually coming online as data systems are identified that we can use to get good solid data to track progress. The task force identified two key pathways to health. Julie, you like this? Health across the lifespan and pathways to health. There were six goal areas, three within each of those two pathways, and 39 indicators, each of which had a 10-year target. So we established what the baselines were in 2012, and then we'll be measuring progress over the next 10 years. The health equity focus, I want to mention again, is incredibly important. In California, this is, we're lucky. Not only has California been an early adopter of health in all policies, we've had a health in all policies task force since before this this endeavor, but also health equity. The governor also created an Office of Health Equity in which our Health in All Policies Task Force lives, if you will, and from which they do their work. We believe that health equity is actually an appropriate goal for pretty much all the work of government. The goal, the reason that health equity plays such a key role in Let's Get Healthy California is because our health outcomes, not uniquely in California, but looking at our established baselines on the indicators, vary dramatically by demographics, by geography, and by socioeconomic conditions. If we're going to be the healthiest country, the healthiest state in the country, we need to reduce those disparities and ultimately eliminate them. The underlying principle that guided the selection of the 10-year targets is that we can close those disparity gaps. We have to do that to achieve the goals that we've set. There is also that strong focus on being sure that we address issues across the lifespan and build healthy communities that work for everybody, not just 0 to 5, not just those of us in our more productive years, but also our senior population that increasingly is isolated and suffers from severe diseases as well as difficulty navigating our environments, our physical environments, but also then our social environments, the way that we provide care. So this one of the things that Let's Get Healthy California has done is provide a framework for conversation and for building additional projects. So I'm going to mention one, which is the California State Health Innovation Plan, Healthcare Innovation Plan, rather, which is partly funded by our CMMI Model Design Grant, but also other funding sources. This state innovation plan in particular includes payment and delivery system reform, incorporating opportunities for primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention. The goal is to reduce healthcare expenditures over 3 years and to increase value-based contracts that reward performance rather than counting widgets, if you will. So this graphic kind of describes what is a very complex statewide innovation plan in sort of one page. The plan has four main initiatives that are supported by six building blocks. The six building blocks, which are in orange on the graphic, are cross-cutting through the entire healthcare system. There are four initiatives that collectively are designed to achieve savings within 3 years and to catalyze long-term sustainable transformation in the healthcare system and the health system, the public health system. The building blocks that this initiative are built on are workforce, health information technology and exchange, the enabling authorities that allow states to design the healthcare system, cost and quality reporting system development, public reporting, in other words, feeding back so that people know our status and Let's Get Healthy California is the method by which we're doing that, And then Payment Reform Innovation Incubator, which is creating some really exciting things. I wanted to just mention briefly the four interventions that we're using. One is maternity care, and has a very specific focus on improving the quality of maternity care and decreasing elective C-sections. We're two major efforts within that. One is to produce a toolkit for healthcare systems in terms of reducing elective C-sections. We've had very good success with toolkits like this in the past that include multiple types of interventions from administrative policies down to actual healthcare intervention standardization. But then the other initiative, which is really very exciting, is to develop population-based measures or trends for maternal morbidity. We have very good measures, obviously, of mortality. What we don't have are good measures of morbidity for women when they're pregnant and postpartum. And without that, it's very difficult for us to measure objectively when improvements are occurring. The California Department of Public Health is one of the lead agencies, along with our healthcare system partners, in this initiative. Our maternal and child health program has created several toolkits in the past, and we're going to use the same model for this one, as well as then working with our colleagues in order to develop the maternal morbidity initiatives, which, by the way, also include behavioral health outcomes and measures. Another is going to be familiar to many of you in the room, health homes for patients with complex needs. This includes, it's actually a combination of three separate but very related interventions, patient-centered medical homes with a coordinating care for a wide variety of individuals, Medicare, Medicaid, and also those in the private sector who have complicated diseases and social circumstances. Health homes, which is a type of medical home funded specifically intended to provide integrated care for patients in Medicaid who have at least two chronic conditions and behavioral health issues as well. Care coordination is the third piece of the combination. These are structures to provide patient-focused contacts facilitating continuous relationship between the patient, the patient's family when that's appropriate, and the personal, the patient's primary caregiver. The goal of all this is then, of course, to reduce cost. The third initiative is our palliative care initiative. Health homes, this in specifically we're addressing bringing the concept of advanced directives and conversations about palliative care into those health homes that I spoke of just a couple of minutes ago. And then finally, the fourth pillar is one that the public health is actively engaged in, and that's Accountable Communities for Health, which is a collaborative model linking healthcare systems with community resources and a portfolio of interventions that include policy, systems, and environmental types of interventions. In particular, public health is building out we're working with a group of foundations who've come together to actually fund several pilot projects of Accountable Communities for Health. We have a number of initiatives throughout the state of California that are in a fairly high level of readiness for this. We really want to see if with a little infusion of money that can actually progress and really create a true Accountable Communities for Health. Within these four initiatives, there are a lot of different partners who are taking the lead and in providing leadership overall for the initiatives. Let's Get Healthy California has provided the framework by which we are setting the base for where we are with these initiatives, and then we're going to measure them over time. This innovation model is only one of the endeavors in California that's using Let's Get Healthy. Within the California Department of Public Health, in everything from environmental health to communicable disease control, each of our over 200 programs is learning how to talk about the alignment of the services that their programs provide with the goals and targets of Let's Get Healthy California. In addition to that, we have 61 local health jurisdictions in California who do the majority of the on-the-ground, actual, real work of public health, and many of them are adopting the Let's Get Healthy California goals and indicators for their dashboards as well. So we are really basically trying to provide a little bit of leadership on how all the different entities in our state of 38 million people are actually working to try to improve both public health and healthcare. Thank you.